At JCPenney, we make fashion count for everybody and everybody. Get pieces that fit and flatter at prices that feel good. Mix easy on cargos with breezy tops or polish your look with soft suiting. Step into JCPenney brands that get you, like St. John's Bay and Worthington, each in women's petite and plus sizes too. Guys, you're good to go in brands like Mutual Weave, J. Farrar, and Stafford. Style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
It's all in the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast.
It is.
As will our conversation, our first ever, with the new guy, Scott Morrow, a three-year UMass Minuteman defenseman who signed his first pro contract yesterday and joined the team today on the ice at practice. Scott Morrow joins us on the Adam Gold Show. First of all, welcome to town. How was your first practice as a pro? Was the ice the same? Was it cold? Was it hard? What was it?
Yeah, first of all, thank you. It was definitely a little bit different than what I'm used to, but it was a lot of fun. Definitely a lot higher skill level out there. Got to be aware when you're defending and stuff, but it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad to have gotten the first one out of the way.
What was the biggest difference for you? Obviously, the skill level, we're talking about the best players on earth here at this level, but what was the biggest difference for you in terms of the practice?
I think, like, it was a lot of similar things, like drills and stuff as to what I was used to, like, compared to a college practice. It's just when you're playing like 3-on-3 type of situations, or 3-on-2s or 2-on-2s, you really have to take away space because guys can make you pay out here because they have a lot of skill, and you got to have a good stick and be all over guys. Otherwise, if you give them a little inch of space, it's gonna end up in a shot or a good chance against. So,
yeah, I don't know how many of these guys you've watched over the last couple of years. I mean, you were drafted a few years ago in 21. You were drafted, so you've had a chance to watch some of these guys play. Some of them even up close. What have you noticed? What have you tried to take away from some of the guys you're now dressing near?
Yeah, just the patience with the puck that a lot of guys have is really special, and just ability to make plays quick, especially when you get like a puck on the wall that's a little bit sticky, and it's hard to make a play off of it. And sometimes, like at lower levels, guys really take their time with those pucks, but here guys make those plays really quickly, and the game moves really quickly, and you got to be ready to go without the puck, because you could get a pass at any moment. So
what do you think you do better now? You've spent 3 years at UMass. What do you think you do better now than you did after your freshman year?
I think my defending is the thing that improved the most during my time at school, and just being able to gap up on guys and be tighter to them without the puck. And I think, like, physically I made a lot of progress, like, as far as, like, in the weight room and with my athleticism, like, just being able to, you know, jump higher, push more weight, and that type of stuff translates to the ice, and I feel like I'm a stronger and better skater. So,
Scott Morrow is joining us, newest Carolina Hurricane. If people are watching on YouTube, it actually says under Scott Morrow, newest Carolina Hurricane. And if you want to follow him on Twitter, at Scott23Morrow. So I assume that is that's your Twitter. It says Scott23Morrow, but why is your number 56? Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites, because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Well, 23 is taken, and yes. This is the number I had at development camp that I was just assigned, so they just kept me with it.
All right, so have you determined whether or not in the future that would be it, or do you have designs on another number? Is it 23? I mean, you know, you can negotiate these things, Scott.
Yeah, well, Well, Nate has it right now, but I don't think I'll. I don't know. I might not make a number change unless 23 ever becomes available. I don't know. I might just have to stick with 56 if I get off to a good start here. So
I would point out that Brett Pesce started out as number 54. So, and he doesn't wear 54. It's routine. Happens all the time. Did you have a difficult decision to make after, especially, it's only been about a week, right? Maybe less than a week since the double overtime loss to Denver. Was it a difficult decision for you, or were you at this point, I'm ready to go? And even though the loss might have been devastating at the time, but ultimately the decision was easy for you.
Yeah, I think kind of the decision was, you know, I knew already based on the conversations that I had with the organization prior to when my collegiate team made the playoffs, like it was probably going to work out that I'd come. And I do think I was, you know, I'm at the point where I feel physically ready, and I feel like, you know, the things I took away from college, like I didn't have too much more to gain if I went back for my senior year instead of playing a year next year pro. So it was something that, you know, I wanted to, we had those conversations early so that I knew like, hey, as soon as our season's over, like I'm onto being a professional. And, I wanted to have that kind of thing out of my, that decision done with either way before my team made playoffs. So, for the last little bit of my collegiate career there, I could just focus on the playoffs.
Scott Morrow is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I am curious, is Amherst, like, are there streets named after Cale Makar? Are there statues everywhere? Did you hear enough Cale Makar stories? Are you fed up with it?
Well, I played with his brother on my team, so I think he got a little fed up with it quicker than the rest of us. So I didn't hear too much of it due to his sake, but... yeah, you definitely see his picture around the rink, that's for sure.
Now, this is what I'm curious about, because when you went to UMass, we all knew where he came from, and people were starting to talk about you as a skater, and there were some comparisons. Did you hear that? What are your thoughts about following there when somebody like Cale Makar came out of there?
Well, I don't think those comparisons are entirely fair. I'm trying to, you know, just make my way into the league right now, and he's a superstar, already one of the best defensemen to ever play.
Yeah.
So it'd be pretty cool if I could get, to a level eventually as close to where he is now. So I don't want to get in the game of comparing myself to him, but certainly seeing a guy, who I try to emulate in a lot of ways with just the style that I play, have that level of success at UMass. Definitely was one of the reasons that I had confidence going there. And I felt like I could play my kind of game there, because I do try to do a lot of similar things to Cale on the ice.
Scott Morrow is joining us here. I know a lot of Hurricanes fans just went, oh, yes, that's what we want. Somebody who does things like Cale Makar. Scott Morrow with us here. A couple of more quick things before we let you go. And the first is, have you tried to convince any of the veterans that they need a day off or two before the season is over so you can jump on the ice and play?
No, that's not my call, I have to say. I just got to meeting everybody this morning, so I don't think we're there yet. But
I mean, I'm always looking out for my guy, Brett. So, Brett, you know, he's been around. He knows, he might just need a day off. So I'm trying to help out all parties here. If you had to describe what your best trait is as a player, what would it be?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
I think probably the strongest area of my game is just being a good passer, and I take pride in trying to put every puck on the guy's tape that I'm passing to. Obviously, like coming to an entirely new team with the game at a different speed, it might take a week or two to really get back to the point where every single puck is like on the guy's tape right where they want it, just because I'm getting to know my new teammates and getting used to the speed of the game. But I think that's one of the biggest things I took pride in my game in the past, is just being able to, you know, if I get a puck that doesn't put me in a great position, I can take that puck and give it to someone, one of my teammates, and put them in a good position. So that's what I hope to bring to this team.
All right, final thing for Scott Morrow. And I know there's not it's not super crowded yet, but who is next to you in the locker room, or do they put you like in a closet or somewhere?
Right next to Chatty and Tony D'Angelo on one side, and then Spencer Martin and Seth Jarvis on the other. So,
oh my,
I got a nice spot in the corner, good view of the room. So I'm happy about it.
That's you're in a good spot. Those are some of my favorite guys, by the way.
Yeah,
be careful with Seth. You just never know with number 24. Scott Morrow, who for right now is wearing 56. I appreciate your time. Congratulations. Welcome to the big leagues, and we'll see you soon.
Awesome. Thank you for having me on.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.